Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
This is Carlos Santana bringing us back 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one from my new book, The Third Ingredient, thethirdingredient.com. That's with the number three. Kristen Zhivago is our guest. She's the author of Roadmap to Revenue, How to Sell the Way Your Customers Want to Buy. We're talking about what the economy is looking like out there, what she's seeing out there, and how you and I can deal with what we're the highs and lows of high optimism, I think, is what we're seeing out there in a lot of ways. And, you know, one thing that we're dealing with, Kristen, that you talk about, that I know you want to talk about today, is the fact that, you know, we have this love relationship with our customers, and we try to build that. We try to expand on that. And yet sometimes we feel like we're at war with other people, people we don't have as much control over. What do you think?
Well, I think what's happening is, you know, marketing used to be one of the soft disciplines in mm-hmm. business. And some years ago, I started saying that a marketing used to be 80% creative and 20% logistics, and now it's switched.
That
has been going on and continues to go on to the point where now it's more than 80% logistics.
Yeah. When marketing became digitized, that's when it switched.
It did. It did, and also just the fact that you could see the statistics and you could understand what your customers were doing with heat maps on your website and watching people come in and where they go and how long they stay and all that. So there's a lot of data now. It's very data-driven.
Well, you know, I'm trying to remember the guy's name who said this, but in the 20th century he said, I know half of my marketing budget works. I just don't know which half.
I don't know who started that. That was way
David.
Back.
What was David's name?
Digital.
He was one of the Madison Avenue guys. I'm trying to think of his name. Anyway, it doesn't matter. Today, companies, people who have the marketing budget are saying to people who want to fulfill that for them, okay, I'm going to give you a nickel on Friday. I need to get a dime back on. I mean, I'm going to give you a nickel on Monday. I need to get a dime back on Friday, and they mean this Friday.
Yeah, that's correct.
With a report on who bought.
Yeah, and it's tricky, too, because the business owners are a little bit like the deer in the headlights. There's a lot of companies out there, and we work with a number of them, who don't really understand digital marketing. And I'm not saying that they're stupid, because they're not. They're good, solid business people. It is that it has gotten so specialized. And that's how we've built our company, is that we work with team members. Our team members are specialists in various areas, because just search engine marketing or search engine optimization itself changes constantly. Google just came out with a new algorithm, which has kind of caused everybody's slip, and they're wondering
what's going
on. Well,
they do that every 9 days.
Well, and more often, too. They change their algorithm like four times a day or something. It's kind of crazy. And they have 200 different criteria to rank people. And there's 5 billion searches a day. So, I mean, the whole thing has just gotten about numbers and tracking. And not only are you able to track what you're doing and what your customers are doing, but your competitors are able to track what you're doing and what your customers are doing. I mean, people can know how many words you're being found for, how much you're spending on your ads, which ads are working and which ones aren't. So it's really become a serious game.
And for most small business owners, that's really a level of sophistication, a level of detail that most small business owners are not used to tracking.
And they don't have time. Mm-hmm. You know, that's another problem.
How do they deal with this?
It takes a lot of work.
Do they need to get help? Do they need to hire someone to help them with this? So it sounds like what you're saying is that focusing on this kind of execution, these logistics, needs to be a bigger part of your budget, of your expense budget, not just, or your investment, not just throwing something, a small line item out there. You need to be more significant. What do you think?
Yeah, and it's a partnership, too, one of the reasons I called the company Zhivago Partners is because we're partnering with our customers, our clients, but also we have team members who are specialized in these various areas. You have to live, eat, sleep, and breathe SEO in order to be good at it.
Mm-hmm.
And you're part of a larger community of people who are constantly scratching their heads. I mean, Google owns more than 90% of the search market.
Do you think that one of the reasons why small business owners have such a hard time with this is they don't think local enough? When they think SEO, they don't focus on local enough? Isn't that the key for small business success?
Wait. It depends, though. If they're selling locally, yes, they should be. The whole phenomenon
of
something near me.
Which most small business owners do.
If they sell locally, not necessarily. I mean, there's look at Etsy.
No, I know a lot of them don't. I know a lot of them don't. But I mean, Main Street small businesses. I mean, if you're Etsy, your world is digital. You started out digital. But I'm talking about the small business owners who didn't start out digital. And now are having to come into the digital age.
No, I'm talking about the people who sell on Etsy, who are in Greece, who are selling me presents for my relatives, right?
I agree.
So they're little small business owners somewhere else.
Yep.
But let's go back to the store near me or restaurant near me. That whole near me phenomenon is mostly run by Google My Business. The other directory, you have to make sure that you're up to date on all of those. There's about 50 important directories. You have to be in there. Your data has to be up to date.
And is this something your company does for people, is it?
Yes, we help people with that.
And they can do that. Zhivago Partners, ZHIVAGOPartners.com. The book is called Roadmap for Revenue. Hey, Kristen, good job. Will you come back another day?
I would love to. Always
enjoyed,
a pleasure.
Enjoyed having you here. Kristen Zhivago, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be back another day. I'll be back after these messages. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.